This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. A retired Wisconsin pastor says he's tired of gun violence in the United States and wants to do something to draw attention to it. So he uses a forge and blacksmith skills to repurpose donated guns into garden tools. Jeff Wild joins us now. He spent 34 years as a pastor in Madison, Janesville, and Racine, and now puts on blacksmithing demonstrations as part of this project. Jeff, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Rob. It's an honor.
How did this idea first get started for you?
The idea first got started when I read an article in an issue of the Christian Century several years ago, written by two pastors who had just published a book. The people are Shane Claiborne, a pastor in Pennsylvania, and Michael Martin, a Mennonite pastor in Colorado. And they, you know, the article was really a summary of their book. And after I read the article, I was interested enough to order the book, Beating Guns, Hope for People Who Are Weary of Violence. And I read the book and really resonated with what they were doing and the theology behind it, their biblical awareness and a summary of the gun situation in our country. And because of my background and interest, I realized I could do this in Wisconsin and decided to pursue that interest by purchasing a forge and other blacksmithing equipment, and then taking some classes over the past few years to try to equip myself to become a blacksmith. And so I reached out to people I knew who might have guns and was fortunate to be gifted a number of them and began to work with them.
Can you talk about the symbolism behind beating not swords, but firearms in this case into plowshares?
Yeah, just to underscore the idea of beating swords into plows and spears into pruning hooks is a biblical reference from the early chapters of the book of Isaiah, which is a prophet, where he talks about the new age to come. And so the symbolic meaning to me is much the same as it was then. It is the announcement of a time of a peaceable kingdom, a peaceable world that people and God's people and humanity are able to participate in. And for me personally, I'm forever marveled at the difference of when I start with a gun in my hands and how that feels to me, and when I complete the process and hold a garden tool in my hands. And I have a love for gardening and a commitment to it. It gives me great joy. So to fashion an instrument that could cause violence and into a garden too that produces food for people, myself, my family, as well as other people, is a very meaningful endeavor.
On a just solely practical level, could you talk about what are some of the biggest challenges in taking a firearm of some sort and turning it into a tool for gardening?
Oh, that's a good question. It takes time and a lot of thoughtfulness and planning and then energy. And so if I were to work with a long arm, say a .22 rifle, I can disassemble it. And there's a couple ways you can do it. One is to cut the barrel right up the middle and use the barrel and out of one I've made two garden trowels. If you cut the barrel up the middle and bend it, you have a very nice looking garden trowel. The other one, I split the first inches that I could use as a digging tool and weeding tool, because the barrel was thicker. The challenge of working with firearms, from what I gather, is working with a piece of steel that's hollow in the middle. I think it increases the risk of injury because the heat travels up the barrel, and when you put it in a bucket of water to cool it down, the steam really blows out the top of the barrel. And it's hard working with that hole in the middle because of the heat variations between the steel, what's inside and what's outside.
Now, I could see a gun owner saying, well, hang on, I don't think of my firearm as a tool of violence. I might use it for target shooting or for sustenance via hunting, or view it as an instrument of defending myself or my family or my community. What would you say to them about your project of converting firearms to tools?
Well, that's a big question. What comes to my mind is originally, before firearms were being mass produced, Eli Whitney, by the way, gets credit for beginning to be able to produce guns rapidly, mass production, because he was a great inventor of machines to build them. Before, at that time, a firearm was a tool generally used in rural communities on farms for practical reasons. I think you could describe a firearm in a number of ways now, as you have done for shooting clay pigeons, which I have done, for hunting pheasants, which I did in college as a student in Iowa, or for deer hunting, which I did as a growing up in Beaver Dam with my friends, who all went through hunter safety, taught by members of the National Rifle Association. But we also know that the firearms cause, right this year, it was 40,000 deaths. And so in that case, it's fair to say that those firearms are instruments of violence. So that's how I would respond to that question, and then say, what do you say to that?
And now you do public demonstrations. You don't just close yourself up in a shop and convert firearms into tools. What do people see? And what do you talk to them about as you're doing your craft?
Now that's an interesting question. I decided to go public with my demonstrations after hearing about the verdict of Kyle Rittenhouse, because I've immersed myself in learning about gun violence, and I immersed myself in learning how to become a blacksmith. And so deciding to go public, I wanted to provide those demonstrations. And by demonstration is a twofold meaning. One is kind of a show and tell. And the second is protesting firearm violence. In terms of the response of the people who have participated in those demonstrations, I'm told that they're powerful. For instance, I'm not on Facebook, but my wife is. One person responded to the articles that have recently come out in the news by saying the visual's good. You know, it's pretty fascinating to watch someone forge a garden tool out of a firearm, but the narrative that went with it, as he described it, was even more impressive. So I was very happy to hear that, and the other feedback I've received has been quite positive.
Jeff, we'll leave it there. Thanks for sharing your project with us today.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Jeff Wild is a retired Wisconsin pastor who started forging guns into gardening tools. He was with us today to talk about his blacksmithing project and what it means.